Yeah, daf pe gimel amud beis, after a third of the amud, abeloza barab shimin askach lahu paragune the katof is ganve. Abeloza, the son of Rab Shimon ben Yechoi, found someone who was an official from the government, an inspector, that he was the one that used to chap ganovim. Seems Mashoz mitzad that he was a yid. Omar lei eichi yochis lehu. How are you capable of figuring out who a ganov is? Lav kichiyusim misili. The ganovim, the rishoyim, are nimshal to chayes. Tachsiv boy sirmois kol chayso yoav. Let's see what Rashi says. Paragune memuna shal melech. Tof is ganvi boydek achayim v'toifsam. He's boydek and he chaps the ganovim and he gives them over to the malchus. Heiche yachas lohu lohovin tachpuloisam, to understand the tachpulas, lavke chiyuse mesili. Vechiloike chayis nimshalu, then nimshal like chayis, shemis chabois bayoim bemistoreim, that they hide by day, so you can never find them. Ikedamri mehaikro, Komalei told him a different pasuk. Yeroi b'mistar ka'aryei b'sukai. So dilme shokli sadiki v'shokkes rishi. That means you are going on your assumption that these people are ganovim and you give them over to the malchus. It could very well be that you are giving over tzadikim and the rishoyim are you're leaving them over. Omalei, so he told him, Umay Avid, what can I do? Mona de Malkahu. It's a mitzvah hamelech, and I'm forced to do it. I have no eitzer. Omalei, so he told him, Tor agmaroch eichit avid. So you're forced into this geschäft, but let me teach you what you should do to figure out who is a ganav and who's not a ganav. Oil ba'ar b'shoi lachanusa. Then, after 4 hours on the day, this is Azman Suda Lakoil, so you should go into the restaurants, and then you should observe the people over there. Ki chazise inish de koshosi chamro. See a person who's drinking wine, the konokit kasa biyode, the kominamne, and you see he's sleepy. So that means he was up at night. Why should he be sleepy? He would have slept through the night. He wouldn't be sleepy now. Sholi lave. So you should find out, first of all, what this person does. Itzu v'merabonon hu. If he's a Talmud Chochim, Akdumi Kodem Legirse. So it could be he woke up very early to learn. It was a Shvera Sugya, so he woke up very early. So now he's tired. Ipoyo, who, if he's a worker, Kodem Ka'ovid Avidite. So others say Pshat that could be a whole day he's working, so his own tzrochim, he doesn't have time to do it by day. So he woke up early, ka'ovid avidetei, to do his own tzrochim, his own avide. So, but since he woke up early, so he's also tired. The avidetei baleilyo, and if he's a poil that works at night, Rududi Rodid, could be even though we don't hear any banging, but could be he makes machtin, he makes needles, and it seems there was a certain process how to make them at night. without making too much noise. So it could be he was up at night making these needles. So that's why he was menamnim. V'loi, but if he doesn't fall into any of these four categories, gan v'hu v'topse. So then you know that he's a ganiv, and then you should chap him. Ishtem emilse be'malke, by the Beis HaMelech, they heard this eitze, this hadroche, that Rabbi Elazar Bab Shimon had given. Omru kreine de igrese iu lehevi pavamke. The one who read the letter, the one who gave the directions, he should be the shliach, he should be the one that's being doing this. Seems he held Rabbi Elazar Bab Shimon will be very misugo. So he should become the chief inspector. Asyula Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. So they brought Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon. Vikotof is gan vivozel. And he was the one, and he used to chav ganovim. Sholach lei Rabbi Yeshua ben Koche Chaimetz ben Yayin. That you're doing something which is very wrong. Ad mosai ata moisa amai shalolekeinu laharige. That means that the Talach Heshbain is, you are taking Eden and you're giving them over your mosa. Ad mosai ata moisa amai shalolekeinu laharige with these Heshbain is, your mosa. Shalachlei kaitzim ani mechala minakera. So the Ben Yayoda says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Ruach HaKodesh, and he was Boki be parts of upon him, and he would look at these people, and he saw there's no lachluchish shal zochyes in them, they're like all dried up, koitzim. Then ani mechala min hakerem. So, but they're not, I'm the those who I'm being, I give over, these are people that Klal Yisrael has no teiva from them. So Mamela, I'm not doing anything wrong. Sholach le yovai balakerem v'yichale eskaitza. Let the Rabbi Nishlam do this. You shouldn't do this. He felt this was an avla, that he's a mosa. He shouldn't do it. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, du mahami di shoklis tzadikin inu, maybe those you are taking are tzadikin, you're giving over. And he told them, Amon de Malko mitzvah hamelechi, I have no eitze how to raise a chais from this tzivui. So he told them, al kaponim anoifen how to be mabar, ba'al b'shoi, shishas asude, shisha asude, ba'kel nichnosim b'chanoyis v'soyedim. So if he's a Talmud Chochem, so could be he's sleepy agdumi agdim legirse, hishkim bo'oid laylo, lakach hu menamnim. Ben Yoda says, it says, a kefil haloshen, aktumei agdim legirsei, says, normally a Talmud Chacham always wakes up early to learn. But could be here there was a very difficult sugya, is aktumei agdim legirsei, very large akdome he made, he woke up very early. So maybe that's why, lakachum enamnim, that's why he's tired. V'poyel hu schiryayim. So maybe also woke up early. V'yavidite b'leilya umin shemalachte b'layla. V'dudit rodit targum v'yirako espachi uredidu. V'yseyach chutei nechoshes u'barzel. He pulls out chutei nechoshes u'barzel as he's machtin to make needles. Umnosai balaylo, this is done at night, lafisha moishche bikli, umnosai, ben the kovim dakim, zedak mizem, ben koile nishma balaylo. אפילו לנשמע כלפפיש בבייסי, בייס הלילה, אין לך לטייפסי על כך, דומר דודי רודית. That means even though we have no simen that he did this umnes palayla, but could be he did this umnes which is quiet. But if not, ganvahu lakachu yosh, and that's why now he's sleeping, shenei balayla, lareb oivrei drochim, oilach perbatim, so that is why now he is tired. Kereine digrese moshalu, pavanke shliach. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha called him Choymetz ben Yayin, Rosha ben Tzadik. Yoboi bala keret, she say, Koitzman yamachala min hakerem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki kerem Hashem tzvoka is Beis Yisrael. V'yichala v'yital is Koitzov shel kerem. That's not your tafkid. Poga bei ahu kaivis. Now there was a kaivis who met up with a blessed Rav Shimon. Yoy mechad poga bei ahu kaivis. Kaye chaymetz ben yai. Now, for a contemporary, for Rabbi Yeshua ben Korche to call him a chaymetz ben yai, okay, this is no kasha. But for a kaivis to call Rav Elazar ben Shimon Chaimetz ben Yayin, this is a gebal b'ketayne. Oma midachofet midachotzev kula hai shma mino rishiyo, says a roshe. Oma lohu tofsuhu. So he told the those who were memunah from the malchus happen. Tofsuhu. Now, I think the Ben Yoyoda says, he thought that he'll be able to be paid to him. So therefore, he says, like, by all the ganovim that he gave over, he was able to be makir beparts of ponov, if he's a rosh, if he's not a rosh. This he didn't look at him, but he thought, davar tafsu midachotz of kulohai, and later we'll see if he is not deserving of getting killed, he'll be paid to him. But he did not know that it was too late. Lebosa de nochdaite ozel basre lefruke. So then he went to be poidem. Loimotzi, and then he was unable. Kori alei shayma pivul shayne shayme mitzoris nafshe. So Rashi learns pshat that he said this on this kovitz. And kovitz, that means, if you would have been a shame, a people, a shame, you wouldn't have been such a machutzev, you wouldn't have had this tzore, but since you are machutzev, shame, a people, a shame, shame, a mitzore is nafshe. Mashal wants to say that could be, he said it on himself, Rav Elazar ben Shimon said it on himself, that would he said, tafsu, without being mevara. Zakfu, they hung him up. Come to see Zakifa v'kabochi. So he stood underneath the place where they hung him up, the gallows, and he was crying. It means he was under the impression he'd be able to be matzalim, and now he wasn't matzalim. Amrulei, Rabbi Al-Yera Beinecho, Shohu, Ubnoi Bolo, Naram Rosso, V'yem HaKippurim. He and his Ben and Yom Kippur of all days, they both were boiled, one Naram Rosso. So they're Zichar Rishoyim, Echayev Skilim. So we heard this, so we heard they were deserving of being killed. Niach yodei al b'nei meyev omal sisu b'nei meyai sisu. Umas feikish shalachem kach. That means this one that was killed was he wasn't sure, it was only a suffix. And it comes out that this person was such a roshe. Badoi shalachem alachas kama vekama. Muftach ani bochem shein rimo b'seileya sheletes bochem. At rimet lalachem mise, rimet b'seileya will not be shailet because you didn't do anything wrong. Let us see what Rashi says. Zakvu tolouhu. Kori alei ala koibes, l'shem apibu l'shoinei. Kom Rabbi Elazar tusi zekife tachas ha'itz. Bolo nam aros ashi beskilo b'cholam niskolim nitlin. So we see Taki was deserving of this. Adoy shalachem mokim shiyesh tam bedova. Koyhanoch denaimi b'chanuse. So we see clearly that this is Taki aganim. So he felt that he was not be nenash of the einish of Rima because he was mechaven ma'amitay shal dova. Lahochi loy miyas v'dayte, but he wanted to make sure that Take Rima will not be shaylet olov. Ashkiyu, so he wanted to prove it to himself. Ashkiyu samadishinse. So they gave him a type of anesthesia that put him to sleep. Bailu lebesedishisha, they brought him into a marble room. Seems that was to ensure that no infection should come in. Bekoru lekreise. And they made an operation, and then they opened up his stomach. Have a mafkimine dikuli detalbe. They took out salim of fat, and they wanted to test if this fat would be nisrach, that would bring about teiloi. Umaisvei bishimshe betamazvav, and he put it in the sun. Leimisrachi, and nothing happened with it. There was no sirchen. So the mother says, "Kol talben nami leisriach." Seems fat alone is not soriach. So the mother says, "Kol talben leisriach shereike sunki masriach." But if there is in this fat, there are red gidim of boso, red stripes of boso, which is a type of boso. In the fat, that would bring about a sirchen, that is a shame bosa. Hochaf agav dikesherayk yisum kelei masriach. Kori anafshei af besori yishkoin lovetach. So that means, after when it'll be nifter, the bosa also be yishkoin lovetach. Let's see what Rashi says. The kuli de talbe salim melein shumen lafisha balbosa hoyo ma'it. He was a very stout person. Bishimshe lenasis im yasriach v'yorum teiloi. Kol talbe loy misrach am ken yesh bosarim ay shirai kisum ki gabonim adumim v'heim min ha-bosa. So this was a maisa what happened with Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Va'af Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi. Now, a similar maisa happened, moto, hihai maisa liyode. So Rashi says, mino hamelech litvois ganovim velistim. Also was appointed by the melech shaloi birtzainoi, val kolchoi, to be an inspector to chap ganovim velistim. Pogabeliyo, Omaleliyo, Novi told them, Admosai atomoiser amoishalalekenu larige. Leonova told them this is the wrong thing to do. You're a mosa. Omale, my avid, what can I do? I'm forced. Amona de Malkehu. Omale, ovuch, orak laasye, your father ran away when the government was hetainis on him, so he ran away last year at Haroik Lulutkaya. You should run away. But don't stay here and do this tafkid. So Rashi says, Ke maisel yodim and amelch litvesk nevim v'listen. That's what we said of it. Now the Gemara is going to speak about the stoutness of Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon. Ki ave mikli Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon bahadi adodi. When these two stout people used to meet one ponim upon him, avolayel bikra de turi beinayu, so atzemet boko, that means their stomachs used to bulge out. They were very stout people. So there was a place from underneath their stomach that a tzemet boko could pass through. They have a nogibo. Others say this is a guzme, but al kaponim, they were very stout. Bikra de ture, Rashi says, tzemet boko. Bulgabi adodi ponim al ponim. Amra lohu ahi matronise. So there was a matronise, Rashi says, soris noches. She was a goite. So she said, b'neichem einam shalachem. That the children that your wives have, the mamzerim, they're not your children. And her husband was, Rashi says, she'enchem yecholem lehizokek linshayseyem. Because of the oivi hakeres that you have, it is impossible for you to be mishamish with your wives. So kochoch, the children that they have are not from you. Amrullah, so they told her, Shalahan Godel Mishalonu. So they told her that our wives are stouter than one shot in Rashi, that our wives are stouter than us. So Dachsachmir, what did they tell her? So Dachsachmir, they told her that if your cheshbin would be a correct cheshbin, so you're saying, since we're so stout, we can't be mishamish. So if they wouldn't be stout, so then you have a cheshbin. It can't be, you can't be the Baal, because you're very stout. And so a kochach, the children are from someone else, but they're stouter than us. So your kasha that you have on us, you have on them, how can they have children? So kochach, your cheshbon is wrong. That's what they told her. Shalahen godu mishalonu. Some emaila. So you see, your cheshbon is wrong. So she told them koshke. So adrabe. So it's a double kasha. So now it's stoutil areyase. So fakertav, she's very stout and you're stout. So it's impossible. So the zikha kasha. Ike da amri hochi amru lo, ki keish gvurosoi. Ike da amri hochi amru lo, ahava de chekes es abos. Let us see what Rashi says. Shalhen godu mishalonu, kreisam shal nishayseinu godu mishalonu. They are much stouter than us. So they told them, ki iki ki ish gvurosoi, evo tashmich, so memele, there's no problem. That's one mahalach. Loshen acher, shalahen godol, taiva shal ishe merube mishalish. They have a bigger taiva. So she told them, koshken, so memele, shetavoso merube. They have a bigger taiva. Ve'einchem niskokim lahem, And you can't be niskak lahen because of your keres. V'nivala is lachay. So they told him, Ahave de chekes asaboso, mitoich shetaboso merube al tavoisenu, boso shenenu nitcheku, mitoich de ribe yataive, and it seems that it is not mavdal bebeineyem. Fragt die Gemorre weiter, Veloma lohu lahadure lo. Why did they have to answer her? V'ksiv al tan ksil ki valtoi. So the Gemara says, Shal alohitzi laz al b'nei. That she'll be moitzi laz al b'nei. So they had to tell her that the kasha b'chlal is not a kasha. Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Eivore de Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi, Kechemes, Pastei Shekabit. There's a few pshatim in this Gemara. The one pshat is, the Ritva says pshat, Eivore, the Kiboires, the muscle, or the Yerech, of Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Yossi was tremendous. Kechemes bastei shekabin. It was tremendous large. It means they were very, very stout. And he's telling us about they were very stout. He was a very stout person. Others say a bore goes on the amount of food they ate. There's a marshal on Chochma Shleime says, Eivorei de Rabbi Shmuel, v'ulai, so the marshal says, al derech hakavone, al goydol hataive koma. The taive of Rabbi Shmuel was kechemes pastei shekab. So what does it mean? Val derech. And what was he saying? Gmoir de kezach. Kol agodol mechaveroi yitzroi godol emenu. Vafilu hochi moshlu berucham. Vloi pochadu mehayetzer. And there was no pachad. Lafuki meuvde derove bemeseche suke. The Maisa of Rove, there's a Merdike Maisa of Rove, that Rove heard a Bochor and a Psule that they said that the Gemara will go at night, they'll go together at night, and they had to go on a journey, and Rove held that he's going to follow them to see that he shouldn't be Nichshol in Achet, and he followed them. There was no chet, and the whole way they were speaking, and then they separated. And Rabbi came back very tzabroch. And Rabbi said, if it would have been me, I would have been nishul in a chet. So they told Rabbi, it's no kashe, gola godl mechaber yitzay godl emeno. By him, he didn't have an asoim, you would have an asoim. Zokta Marshal, that Rabbi Yochanan said, and Rabbi Shmuel, that even though, we'll see what the Taitch of Eivoye, the Mishemochi Koma Kechemis Bastisha Kabin, Al Derech Asore Kabin Znus Yoldu Loilam Tishu Notlu Arvin. So the whole time of Znus, the Arvin took that Tisha Kabin, and Rabbi Shmuel had this Tisha Kabin garnished. And he was Moishel al Yitzroi. He was telling us the godless of Rabbi Shmuel. V'loi pochadu mea yeitza. It was mamish, garnished. It was Shoylet al Yitzro. So the Gemara is telling us a gewaldike godless that these people had. Mishmo b'Rabbi Yosi, yeah. That means in the Tisha Kabin is going on the in the taiva of znus, asar kabin yod loilam, vafal pikein, they were moishel. Amar apope, I vored Rabbi Yochanan, kechemes paschami shekabin, vamula bashloi shekabin, the rapope gufe, ki dekuri darpanios, a certain type of a salt. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Ano Ishtairi Mishapiri Yerushalayim. But Rabbi Yochanan said that he is a descendant from the Shapiri Yerushalayim. Haiman, the boy Merze Shufrei de Rabbi Yochanan, a person who wants to see Me'ein, the beauty, the radiance of Rabbi Yochanan, Naisi Kasa de Kaspa mi Beisalki. A person should take out a silver kois as soon as it's taken away from the ash, so it seems it has a glow of the ash on it. Vinimlayo parzidayo de rumna sumke and she fill up this kois with karinim of a rimoin, v'nahadale klila devarde sumke lepume, you should put the pair of the kais, should surround it with a crown of roses, v'naisve ben shimsha letula, you should put it between the sun and the shade, and it seems that the shine from this kois will light up the mokim hatzel. Ahu zaruri me'ein shufrei de Rabbi Yochanan. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ki dikurei dar panoi Salim Shoisim Bapanoi, this was a type of a sal. Ishtairi Noisarti Shufri Ziruri Toyeroi Vekirun Eirpono. So it seems this is the oil of Rabbi Yochanan used to radiate. It was a Mordeka oil that came out from Rabbi Yochanan. Other shtarzua gemorin brochet, morsan brochet, Rabbi Yochanan once was mevakachel with someone. It was very dark. He lifted up his sleeve and he lit up the room. Here the gemore, but it seems we're talking about the radiance of Rabbi Yochanan. Beisilki shoytz mi beis omen shoot sohuv mi mare lavaish. Kis peisilki balois minaish parzidi garinim v'nedale klili sevivenu sofa lepiv soviv shal vered edoim red roses siaruri dinovki minei apnei haoretz. That means it cast a shine apnei haoretz me'ein v'lo yakir. So the Gemara asks, so you say, Rabbi Yochanan, he was Nisarti Mishapire Yerushalayim. So it seems he was very beautiful. Eini Omar Mar Shufrei de Rav Kahane Me'ein Shufrei de Rav Abo. Is Me'ein the beauty of Rav Abo, Shufrei de Rav Abo, Me'ein Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, Shufrei de Yaakov Avinu, Me'ein Shufrei de Odom Rishim, which was Yitzir Kapov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it seems these were these people that emerged the Ketzure. Ve'ilu Rabbi Yochanan Leika Choshev Leik. So the Gemara says, Shani Rabbi Yochanan dahadras ponim lehavalei. So Rashi says, hadras ponim zoken. it seems the beard did not grow by him. So Memela, when we speak, and that is also, he had a beautiful radiance. But a beard he didn't have, so when we're speaking about the Shufrei, of people with, so this is a chelik of the zikha, the radiance that radiates from a person. Zikha contributes to his beauty, but Rabbi Yochanan was missing a zokin, some amelim, so therefore we could not put him in together with these people who were to Ma'ain Shufrei, the other Mauritian. The Mashal wants to say that there's two things. There's the Toya Ponim, and then there's the Mara Ponim. The Mara Ponim is the complexion. The Toya Ponim are the features of the face. And Hadras Ponim Lehavala in Hanami, he was not a handsome, beautiful person in the Tzuras Ponim, but in the radiance that came out from him, that he glowed, that one could see from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan have the ozel the Yosef Ashare Tvila. Rabbi Yochanan used to go and sit by the doors of the Beis HaTvila. Omar ki Salkon Benois Yisrael mitvilas mitzvah lifku beit. That when the Benois Yisrael will come out from the Tvila, they'll see me. Ki heichi del hevelu Boni Shapiri Kevosi Gemiri Eiraise Kevosi. They'll be Shapiri Kevosi Gemiri Eiraise Kevosi. This Tamar Shor says that that's clear that what's Nechkak in the Machshove of the Isha Koidem Tashmish, that has a Roshim on the Vlad Hanoitza. It's very interesting. It's very interesting that he said two things. Shapiri kevosi, gemiri araisa kevosi. Two things he wanted. Notation. So, Yalkut Biyurim, he brings down from Rav Tzodik, Shapiri Kavosi was, his face used to radiate. And that was from the Meiridike Yerushamayim he possessed. And perhaps, we could tell to a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Flamed Aleph from the Beis, Amir de Kirashi, the end of Gemorim, they sent a letter to Mar Ukve. And the title of the letter was, L'Diziv Lei Kibar Basye. That Mar Ukve had his face radiated like Bar Basye, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Amir de Kirashi, his face radiated in there. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says, Koran Irponov, and Rabbi Marukva was also the same. His face radiated till when they wanted it, with the Ziv Lei Kibar Basye. Samir de Karashi there, Rashi brings down what was the Maila of Marukva. Rashi brings down Amir de Kamaise. That Marukva was an anxious ish, that Nofal Tina Beliboy Shal Ma'ukve, and he had a taiva to this Isha, and it made him sick. And the Ashkochal Yaine was Mesaviv that she needed to borrow money, and she came to Ma'ukve to borrow money. And he was mefata, and she didn't have an eitze, she was maske. And then he was kaibish as Yitzchak. So we see that from such a maise of kvishas hayetze, that was the Yirash Hamayim that was Baikeya, and that's what one could see. And it could be that was the Sibbe of the, we compare it to the Zivlei Kibar Basye. Moshe Rabbeinu also, Chaim HaKodesh brings down its Feresh Yisrael, and Seif Masechtas Kedushin brings down. Moshe Rabbeinu hit Gevaldike Neshoynes. He had a big Mulchomer. And his godless was that he was Kovish, his Yetzer. So that was the Koron Erponov of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Zivlei Kemarukve. And that's what he said they should see. It should be Yerosai Koidem Lachachmosai. That means, so that's why he gave Akdome, it should be Shapiri Kevosi, or Gemiri Baraisa Kevosi. But it should be Yerosai Kedemis Lachachmosai. That's what he wanted. Came out from the Tzure, the Toya of Rabbi Yochanan. It's a very interesting Ben Yoyodo says, we have the Gemara Masechtas Brachos that all the children of Rabbi Yochanan were nifta. He didn't have any children. So for Kerza, he wanted when the Noshim Ayoitze from the Mikveh, they should have Kevosei, they should have Al Kaponim by looking at him. He should have Al Kaponim, such descendants Al Kaponim that their children should have Me'ein of Rabbi Yochanan, the Yirash Shemayim and the Torah that Rabbi Yochanan possessed. It's very interesting in the Yalkut Biurim, he brings down a machlokes between, I think, the Satmar Rebbe brings down the Sefer Divrei Yoel and a Churas Shai. The Satmar Rebbe brought a raya from this Gemara was a shaila if an ish is allowed to be mistakel be'ish. So the Satmar Rebbe would arrive from this Gemara, you see, Fakert, they should look at him. Suffice this, there's a problem the other way around. They saw a chay and nechem, that an isha be mistakel beisha, but an isha to be mistakel beisha is no problem. That's what the Divrei Yoel brings arrive from our Gemara. The Tshura Shai brings, it says it's also, and he brings a Yalkut Shemoyni in Shmuel. Amuridike Yalkut Shemoyni. In Yalkut Shemoyni it says, in the Posek it says, when Shaul came to the ear where Shmuel Anovi was, so he didn't know how to get there, how to enter the city, so it says, there were Noreish Yoitzeis Lishav Mayim, and he asked them, how you get to the city, how you enter the city. And the Posek is very marach how they answered him. They didn't give him clear-cut directions. They were rambling away. So in Yalkut Shemayne it says, V'chol ha'ire chazel lomo. Why were they so marach, the Noris? Mabitois b'noyoi shel shol hoyu. They were looking at Shaul was a beautiful person. They couldn't get their eyes off of Shaul, so they were just wanted to just ramble away in order to look at it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Amaloi Rabbi Yosi, Yimkei, that's Pshat. Osisa Benoisi Yisrael Kizainois. ועלוי כשם שיאבשי לאיש לא זין אין אב מאישו שאין אורו ילוי, כך יאבשי לאישו לא זין אסיינאו מאיש שאין אשלו. You're making them zainis. So I'll compone him, so the Tshure Shai brings a raya, that it's not proper for the isha also. Yevshi l'isha lozenes and then mi'isha in ishalo. But the way we're saying now, like it's such on the posik is, but I'll compone him, Rabbi Yossi said that, Amal Rabbi Yossi, Kain, if that's on the posik. But it could be, we're talking about two different things. It could be it's no stira. Over there, they were looking take at the noi of Shaul. He was a beautiful person. They couldn't get their eyes off of him. That could be his anabla. Here, the Marsha says that Rabbi Yochanan didn't have hadras ponim. But his features were not nice features. His face radiated. That was from the Yerushamayim Shaboy. But he wanted, they looked at something else over here. They were looking at the ruchniistic beauty of Rabbi Yochanan, that the Yerushamayim glowed from his face, kikoron erpono. Thus, that is no issa. If you're looking for... So the Gemara says further, Omre le rabbonon, le mistafi mar me'ine bishe, you're not chayish for nine horeb. Amalu ano mizare de Yosef kosine dloisholte be'ene bishe, tersiv ben poiras Yosef ben poiras alei oyin, omer ababo al tikre alei oyin elo oylei oyin. Rabbi Yosef bachani nama mahocha v'yidgu l'roiv bekerif oretz, הדוגים שבים מים מחסים אויסם בין עין שלטס בהן, אבזרי של יוסף אין העין שלטס בהן. זוגת רשי, אוילי עין, אוילן למיילו מן העין, והיא מלמטו שהיא אינה יכולה לשלוט בהן. The Oimek HaDvorim, I don't know, but Al Kaponim, I think there are two Mahalchim in the Gemara why an Ein Hora was not Shoilet on Yosef. The first lesson is Oile Ayin, Oilen Lemailo Mina Ayin, Vehimilamata. That means their level was so high that an Ayin Haro was not able to be shoylet on them. Oilen l'mayla min ha'ayim. That was the mayla of Yosef HaTzadik. The second loshen says, v'yidgu l'roiv, madogim shebiyom mayim mechasim oisom v'ein ha'ayim shoyletes behem. Here it seems that dogim, there's a protection. That means be'etzem, the ayin could be shoylet on them, but there was a shmire. So it seems there are two mahalchim, the maila of Zari shel Yosef. Now let us see Tosfos. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Evori de Rabbi Shmuel. So Tosfos says, Eilu dvorim nichtavu shleloitzi laz abnei odom shehem kach. If we have perhaps such stout people, one shouldn't be moitzi laz. They were gedolei Yisrael like this also. Amar Rabbi Yochanan anoi shtairi mishapirei Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan achechu ben habahoye. So elokloima ishtairi mi mishpachtam. He is a descendant from these mishpachas. Lefish hisker Rabbi Yochanan, shahoya mishune mishar bnei odom bedovo echod. That means he was very big, very stout. Hisker gam shahoya mishune b'yoyfi. The yoyfi of Rabbi Yochanan was also mishune. Yosef asharei tvila. He sat by the doors of the Beis HaTvila. So Taisvis asks, Vahodam Rinen Baalvei Psochim, Hai man de poge beitze beiden de salkes mitvilles mitzwe, och so slei ruachs nunim, there's a psa ruachs nunim that gets a hold of him. I know the she poigeya bo, the poga beitze, aber biechenen sho yo yoishim shom bekwa einzu pegiye. It means, Chazal tell us, this Ruach Znunim is Poga Beitze. It's Rakel, he's not Poga Beitze. He's there Bekvies. Iname, Hosom, Shepageg, Shaila Boida, Rume Minano. And here was different. Zakta Gemara weiter. Yoim Echad, Ave Kosochi, Rabbi Yechanim, Biyardene. One day Rabbi Yochanan was either swimming, bathing himself in the yard. Chazye Reishlokish, Reishlokish saw him, Rishovar Liyardene Abasrei. He jumped into the yard. And it seems each one looked at the other's milas, and each one, Lefidaitai, saw the potentials of what the other one possessed. Rabbi Yochanan saw a gewaldike gevure in the kvitze. Harish Lokish jumped into the yard. Omar leich heilecho liyereis. You have moirdike koiches. If you would be mekabel on yourself, oil teure, moirdike. Amalei, Reish Lakish was not too interested in this compliment. Amalei Shufrach Lenoshi, you're so beautiful. If you would be a woman, it would be mamish. So others say pshat that, because he was under the impression, Rashi says that Rabbi Yechon didn't have a hadras ponim, he didn't have a beard. So he was under the impression this was a woman take. So Mamela, that's why he jumped in. So Mamela, he told him his disappointment. I mean, you're beautiful, but sure. Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan took the bull by the horns. Amalei hadras boch, if you do tshuve, you'll be mekabel on yourself, oil, teure, Yivnoloch achoisi nishapira minoi. So, I'll give you my daughter, my sister, that's, you're looking for beauty. I have a sister which is taka, more beautiful than I am, and a cat. One condition. The Mordecai Chaim HaKodesh, we see our koponim. Chaim HaKodesh asks, why was it that Yitzchak Avinu wanted to give the brochas to Esav? So he says, he saw that Esav had problems. He wanted to assist him, that he should be misgaber over his problems. So he'll give him the brochas. So this is more than the brochas with a catch. V'yitain l'cho. V'yitain. V'yachza v'yitain. That alakim, abba, be the sadden. You have to be deserving of it. If you'll be deserving, you'll get moiradik. V'yitein. So Mamela, the shaila was that could be by Esav, it was too late already. But al koponim. But this was the way Rabbi Yochanan was able to. To convince Reish Lakish to be mekabel oil teire. Kabel alei. He heard, and he was masking. Boi lemeheder lasuye monei leimotzi hodam. He wanted it with the same gvure to go back to get his clothes. He couldn't. That means the kabolas oil teire. There is called Tishiyah Shematesh, Kaihe Shalodom. The Kabbalah's El Torah also made a Schwachkeit. Other Shtelzug is a Mordeke Goyin in Megillus Chus. A Mordeke Goyin. The Goyin says that the Yetzahore is very flexible. That means he works on all fronts. He can tell a person to do Aberes, he can tell him to do mitzvahs. He is a cheshbon, but the mitzvah will come out eventually, an Aber will come out. So he says, so a person has a problem when he has this idea to do a mitzvah, he doesn't know who's the miyayit, the Yetzahore, the Yetzahore. It's very... They don't come with flashing lights and tell them who I am. It's the Yetzer is very tricky. Zuck the Goyin, that there's one way to find out. He says, if it's going easy, and you know it's the Yetzer. By the Yetzer, that means if it's to come to do a mitzvah, everything should go easy. That's the Yetzer. If you're doing a Dovo type, it doesn't go easy. They bore him, and it doesn't go. So then, and he says, that's Shavatere, she misametzes loleches. And Nomi did not know if Rus really means L'shem Shemaim. If she didn't mean L'shem Shemaim, she didn't know. So then she noticed that Rus had a problem to keep up with Nomi. Now, Nomi was an old lady already, and Rus was pretty young. She was having difficulties to keep up with her. So she realized already, oh, she really means L'shem Shemaim. That's why she's having difficulties. So other shtel tzu, that means the koiches of Rish Lakish to jump into the Yardin, that was, he was jumping in there, the Yetzer was with him all the way, and after the Mekabel El Teire, it's very difficult to go back already. You go in your own accord already. He made it Lemotza Hoda. Akre Vasnaye Vishovye Gavra Rabbe. So he taught him, Mikra, he taught him Mishnah, and he made him a Gavra Rabbe, which Chazal called a Gavra Rabbe. Let us see Rashi. Chozye Reish Loki, Shohoye Listim, Shavor Kofatz, Omale Rabbi Yochanan, Chelecho Loi Raiso, Kamo Koichacha Yofe, Yivmurdika Koiches, Lizbeil El Teure. Shufrech yefiech lenoshi, roi lenoshim, leimotzi likvois kibarishoyne, this mehiris, this kvitze, he was unable to do. Mishikibol olav el teire toshas koichin.